This is Josh Martinez reporting live from Montreal for the CJLO, the Jello radio station, where electric ladies get down with the acid and the Kool-Aid and cover themselves in lovely, lovely Jello.
You're listening to CJLO News. Dozens of tenants in NDG are still waiting for information after being evacuated from their homes over a week ago. 15 units in a building on Old Orchard Avenue at the corner of Monkland Avenue were evacuated with only 12 hours' notice after city officials ordered a preventative evacuation over safety issues in the building. Inspection reports show that the company owning the building, Alfaco Management Inc., was made aware of structural issues back in November of 2025. Now, dozens of tenants are in limbo, waiting to hear from Alfaco Inc. about when they are able to re-enter their units or even simply retrieve their belongings. Many tenants are staying at the Evo Temporary Residence Building. Others are housed with family and friends. The evacuation took place during extreme cold temperatures last week. Days before evacuation, multiple residents reported heating had gone out during the cold snap. CJLO connected with two tenants from the building, Claire Anderson and her partner, Tony Golem. They're staying with family now. They say they are unsatisfied with correspondence from Alfaco Management, Inc.
We've been hearing a bit from the city. We've heard nothing really from the owners of the building. Us and other tenants have reached out multiple times, done follow-ups, calls, emails, text, nothing is really getting resolved. We have no timeline, no answers. And I think whenever we do reach out, we're either not getting a response, or the response we get is very generic and vague and not answering any of the questions.
But tenants say where Alfaco has been lacking, the city is filling some gaps. They received consolation from NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Morose, who also informed them that Alfaco should be one of the responsible parties for assisting tenants with housing needs. The building is said to be under investigation from the city and undergoing repairs from the company.
They had messaged us letting us know it was the landlord that should be the one taking care of this situation right now. But again, since we're not hearing anything from them, there's not much we could do.
NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Morose, says the evacuation needed to take place.
We didn't take this decision lightly, and that we always want to put the safety and security of our residents first.
In an email, city spokesperson Etienne Brunet said an inspection had highlighted, quote, several structural problems, unquote, that confirmed the need for rapid action. She gave no timeline of when residents are allowed back in the building. At the time of this report, Alfaco has not responded to CJLO's request to put someone up for an interview. Alfaco Management, Inc. has owned the building since May of 2025. The inspection firm, ORTAM, was hired to inspect the building and reported to Alfaco that the building's conditions were critical and that evacuation needed to take place. That was back on November 3rd. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
This is CJLO 1690. You're listening to On an Even.
Your life, would you risk that? These kids never been bad. 16 roll around with a big strap. Got him and he died from the impact. Deepest pain, what a mishap. Never worth it when you think back. You idolize the rappers that are wrong, gun taught, but the lifestyle never lived that. Never did that. He didn't want no crud. No dead bodies and no blood. When a gunman only knows self-hate, then bullets show no love. You thought you was grown, huh? Deal with it on your own, huh? Till you get caught from the yard bill when a judge get your life like a grown up. Talk about it, oh, listen when you talk about it. Don't lie when you talk about it. I know you were lost inside. I feel like no one cares about you, I do. Feels like no one loves you, I do. But it's gonna take more to break the cycle. Fuck trying to defend your title when you're cold and the rest cry. Another story here for the headlines.
Girl. Love be my destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you it keeps me warm. Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. you, it keeps me warm.
She fearing a gunman, still never leaving the gunman. Stays near to the gunman, drop a little tear for the gunman. She live and die by the gunman. Tell a lie for the gunman. She will never give him up, no. When they ask where you hide, then the gunman. She wanna understand the gunman. Like, why did your gun bang? He say, it's a long story, just know these youths wanna done, man. So tell me now, cause I gotta know. Are you gonna roll with a gunman? Drop it low for the gunman. Get dough with a gunman. It's the realest life choices. She could lose it all for one man. Now see, look at what your boy did. This all could have been avoided. There's no going back. You picked your poison, made your choices. Well, love must have been the best lie. Another story for the headlines. Go.
Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you, it keeps me warm. Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you, it keeps me warm. Running with a pistol on my hip, and anybody this I get it. Any minute now them I go switch, cause now for them the switch already. I try to live a good life, I tell ya, but when the streets rumble, a gunshot for the good guys. In this concrete jungle,
chaos these days is madness. If you get caught slipping, they'll do damage. They won't see you as practice. Come behind all these hoods and black suits. It's them boys that are ready for you on sight. Them boys go get it, won't hide. Them boys, they don't wanna hurt your pride. Them boys wanna ruin your life. Better stay wrapped on the coldest nights. Think your bad, wanna show them right. Take a chance or roll the dice. But you know how the story ends tonight. He won't make it back to ends tonight. The fuckery is that he knew this guy. Who would've thought all these years of being his pal? He was looking at his killer in the eyes. Headlines.
Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. With you, it keeps me warm. Love be my destiny. Destiny, I'm lost. Inside there's something deeper. You, it keeps me warm. Warm. You, it keeps me warm. Tell me where you get your gun from. Die for the gun, man. Gun man. Tell me where you get your gun from. I wonder if America are in England. I wonder if a Japan or it's made by Russians.
That one was Wounds by Little Sims off her album Great Area from, I want to say, like 2019, something like that. I don't know. I'm doing something a little bit different for the first time this episode, and I'm not on Spotify. I haven't made a Spotify playlist. I've downloaded everything. These are all songs that I own, I guess. This one I got as a record a few years ago, and it came with a digital download. But yeah, so I hope it goes okay. Bear with me because I'm using a new virtual DJ software on the computer. So I hope it goes all right. But yeah, I wanted to make a little move kind of away from streaming and start my transition sort of off of Spotify. I want to support artists a little bit more directly. It feels like there's more of a direct connection than between you and the art you're consuming. You're supporting them more. They make very little off of streaming, and I mean especially Spotify. Daniel Ek, the CEO, has donated like, I don't know, millions of pounds, or millions of dollars, sorry, to like AI, artificial intelligence drone bombings. I don't know. But yeah, I want to try and start moving away from it where I can. So this is a bit of a tester. Everything everything's from Bandcamp, or some of the stuff is, I think I might have one song that my dad managed to transfer me all like my mom's old CDs and stuff. I think he ripped them like ages ago, but yeah, there's a bit of a mix of music, some kind of rappy-esque stuff, to your sort of hypnagogic pop that I love, and then a bit more trip-hoppy towards the end. Yeah, next one I've got is Jada C with Again.
Yo, yo. What's up, that? Came from the heart, it's not enough chat. Yeah. What's love that? Came from the heart, it's not enough chat. It's not. What's love that? I came from the heart, it's not. Yeah. I'm told it says problems in the ends. I was just a youngin', didn't see the problem with it then. We kept popping it again. I kept my hand to spare my heart with being parted with it then. Hard on, I gotta send, I got a message I gotta get through. They just asking me again. I kept the answers in my head. Try and get me, try and make some enemies again. There's no defending it, in it for the head of it again. Try and sit a bit, started now, we never see the end. Make some dumb moves and the cleverest of them. Try and seek the one truth where I can speak again. You know, I played this one through and I've been trying to sleep again. I smoke like, by the time evening, I'm faded cock through. Had to fight leaving it. Had it out of touch too, so they tried teeth in it. You're on the wrong move, it's only right to see the risk. It's only one view, we see it's nice, take the pick. In my life I gotta live, and the landing on the edge. I've been tired like the zig. Gone for a minute and always back in a set. Throw it to the stash, I need a cash and not a check. Put these raps in the breath, turn my back to the rest. Now I'm only moving forward, I just forward and I step. Can't get caught up in no shit again, can't afford another wreck. Some shit you gotta live through, can't be taught, it's not a test. Say it with chest, don't say shit under my breath. It goes over and over like I'm over the rest. But I ain't over it yet, been over my head. Still on the try and hold it down. I'll be down to the end, I'll be down when it's down. I go down with the shit. Still on the try and hold it down. I'll be down to the end, I'll be down when it's down. I go down with the shit. I go. What's love that? Came from the heart, it's not enough, Jack. Ain't enough, Jack. What's love that? Came from the heart, it's not enough, Jack.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. CGLO.com.
Tavern Tour is back. From February 12th to 14th, more than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint Laurent, and Rue Saint Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owen, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch, and Mark Furtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Fax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a SiriusXM presentation.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight right here on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd. Floydian Slip, Tuesday nights at midnight on 1690 AM, CJLO.
That one is Am I Dumb by Belle Cobain. New one that came out like last week, I think, or in the last few days. It's free on Bandcamp. Go download it. Get off streaming. Sorry if I bang on about that today. I really like that one. I'm always such a fan of Belle Cobain's stuff, I think. All her instrumentals are always really interesting, and she's got such a gorgeous voice. Managed to see her a couple years ago. Have I played Belle Cobain before on here? I have. Sabine's in the studio. She's nodding at me. I've got some company. Just doing some knitting. But yeah, I haven't got much to say today. I'm sorry. The DJ software is trying to match all the keys of the songs, and it's like speeding up the next one, which is really confusing me. All I know are my DDJs, but I don't know how to work this software. It's a learning process. Next one is another new one. Well, I say new. It's a new release. It's called Octopus King Cruel. Yeah, new release, but it actually came out in like 2012, 2013, something like that. And it's just finally been like officially released on all platforms. I think it was on YouTube maybe before, but it's now out on everything. So I hope you enjoy it. was Hannah with Where Do I Go From Here. I've also played Hannah before on the show. This is from the same project. I played Solo before, which is still one of my favorite songs. But yeah, Where Do I Go From Here? She's got such an ethereal voice. And again, I love the rhythms that she goes on top of. I saw on Instagram, I think, that she was working on something new, but I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's just like a project that she's involved in somehow or what. It was just like a random Instagram story, but I've still got my fingers crossed. I'm also in a bit of a love-hate relationship with Instagram at the minute. I keep deleting it and re-downloading it and deleting it. I think I'm just in my sort of anti-big tech era where I'm really trying to get off everything. But yeah, I hope you're enjoying the music. We're keeping it chill as per usual. Shout out Declan, thank you for listening in. Your mic isn't on, but
shout out Mom, shout out Leah, I love you.
Yeah, thank you to everyone for tuning in, I appreciate it. Next up, Mark William Lewis again. I played a track off this project a couple of weeks ago maybe, and that was one of the ones where I was kind of testing out having it on my USB because I bought it off Bandcamp. His like project Sparkles 22 to 2024. I just had the text vibrate. This one is stuck. Mark William Lewis, hold on, if I can figure out the thing. Wild One off of Diamond Jubilee, which was an album I was thinking about buying for a little while because it's not, it's one of the ones that's not available on streaming. This is what's kind of getting me into it, is artists not putting their stuff on streaming. It kind of forces you to wanna support it if you wanna listen to it. It's the only place you can. But yeah, it's the I think it's the frontman of Women from Calgary, who has a sort of kind of drag-esque side persona, Cindy Lee. Really, really cool. I'm actually going to play you another one from that album just because I'm really enjoying it, and I need to get my Canadian content up as per. But yeah, we'll keep going. We'll go back to back. This one's Don't Tell Me I'm Wrong. Distorted vocal that I love. My heart is changing. Can I make up my mind? Don't tell me I'm wrong. Without you close to me, all I've got's this song. Thank you. Project So Long Forever, which I played the final track of a couple weeks ago as well. I'm slowly trying to get on the Bandcamp downloads, but I keep banging on about that. Guys, has anyone had what happened to Orangina? I'm sipping on an Orangina right now, and I feel like I haven't seen them in years. I don't know. You can tell I got nothing to say, but genuinely, I have not seen Orangina in years, and I saw it in the depth today, and I was so excited. I wasn't very excited. I was mildly excited. I was looking for a fizzy drink. Stop laughing at me. Yeah. What do I have to say? I've got nothing to say. I'm sorry. It's been a busy week. I'm feeling ill. I'm still just coming out of the illness. I'm at the weird point of an illness where you feel kind of fine, but your body, like your nose is still running and you're coughing, which is really annoying because it's like, I feel fine. I want to be ready to do stuff again, but my nose is just like dry and raw, and my knuckles are starting to get like dry as well. I'm not faring well with a Montreal cold. Right. Am I too early for an ad? Let's run an ad. I'm sorry, I'm so unprepared. I feel really uncomfortable with this new setup, with this new like virtual DJ thing. I might see if I can get my actual decks in next week on my laptop, just because I feel like I'm a little bit more confident with that board, even though like obviously, I don't know, I'm not used to mixing any kind of slower stuff, but I mean just to fade it in, fade it out, I guess, because this is uncomfortable and I feel really thrown, you know. Learning process, we'll get there.
CJLO Radio.
The Fuck Off Festival is back for its 12th edition in Quebec City from February 13th to the 21st. presented by SiriusXM, this major celebration of merging and alternative music will light up the capital with nearly 100 artists. Come discover your next favorite acts, including Guab, Afternoon Bike Ride, Mess, and Wizard. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is PHOQUEOFF.com.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
This is a really cool trip-hoppy, loungy album that cost me $1. So go and check it out on Bandcamp. It's called Mother Earth by Lawful Chaotic. And this one is the fifth track, The Runaway Fires.
Time, but time, my heart is raising.
That was the promise. Is my mic on? Yeah. That was a promise by Vegan from a few years ago as well. Also, I think one that isn't on other streaming services. Yeah, speaking about veganism, I've seen a lot of stuff online recently that I've really liked in the sort of vegan movement. Trying to make it known that to try and dismantle the categorization, I think it is, of vegan versus not vegan. You know, you speak to someone and you say that this meal is vegan, and immediately they're kind of like, oh no, that's not me. Someone told me about a cafe that they were working at where they advertised something as vegan and then weren't selling very much, sold exactly the same thing, just described what it was. It was just like, I don't know, some sort of veggie pate type thing, and they sold loads more because people have this idea in their head of vegan is such a categorical thing, you know. And someone's like, the one I've heard quite a lot is like, I would go vegan but this thing, like but bacon or but cheese. And I think there's a push for an understanding of just do that, you know, go vegan but cheese. The goal is more eating less meat, eating less animal products. Doesn't matter if you do, but knowing why it's important to try and move away from that, I think is important. And it's been nice to see some of that online, because, you know, in the same way that I'm trying to move off of the streaming, I'm just going to try doing it bit by bit. You know, it's an ideal, like, I want to support artists more, but that's expensive, and I want to listen to a lot of stuff, and I'm a student, and I can't always afford that. But, you know, where I can, if I was to, I don't know, spend a tenner each week and just do get songs for my show, that's it's more than nothing. So I think thinking about the goal rather than you have to do all these actions is much more important. We're running a little bit low on time. Well, 5 minutes left. We've got one more song. This one was from the CDs that my dad managed to transfer me. And it's a classic, and I love this song. Here's Porcelain by Moby. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
This is good.